Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome this morning. Just want to give a special thanks to Vern and to Don for sharing their testimonies with us this morning. We really appreciate all that Don does as part of our administrative team here at Westwood. If you've come into the office, she's usually the first face you see. And if you've called Westwood, she's probably the one who's picked up on the other end. And directed your phone call accordingly. And so we're so grateful, and she does so many other things as well. And so we're so grateful to have Dawn as a part of the team. And so thank you to them for giving their testimony. Second thing I want to say is I want to say thank you so much, Westwood Church, for your generosity. We started the campaign to show the love of Christ tangibly to those who don't have food security in our city by doing a drive to raise funds for the food bank. And said the elders would match dollar for dollar up to $5,000. And I am pleased to tell you, last time I checked, which is a little earlier this week, we had $7,000 that had come in already. So that, with the $5,000 from the elders, that's $12,000, which it gets doubled again, which means we're already at $24,000 the food bank will be able to use to help those who need access to food in our city. And so, you have one more week and then we'll finish up. So please continue to give generously as you're able. And so this week we are continuing our series, Who is Jesus to You? We explored the first week, Do You Love Jesus? And we realized that love for Jesus is shown by obedience to Him, and particularly in obedience to His main command, which is to love others. And so how do we lay down our lives? How do we love sacrificially for others? Last week we examined, is Jesus your Savior? And not just have you said a one-time prayer accepting Jesus as your Savior so that you could one day spend eternity with Jesus, but on a day-to-day basis, are you allowing Him to transform you into that new creation in Him? And this week we're going to be exploring the question, is Jesus your Lord? And so as we explore this question, it's probably helpful for us to start by asking, what does the term Lord mean? It's not really a term that gets used a lot in 2020 in Canada. We don't really go around saying, thank you, my Lord. There's not people who have the title Lord in our society. And so it might be lost on us what exactly the word Lord means. And so there's four kind of basic definitions that the word Lord meant in that context when the Bible is written. And so let's examine those. What does Lord mean? So first definition, he to whom a person belongs, which has the power of deciding. So in those times, people could belong to other people, and sometimes those people would then have power to make decisions that would impact those people's lives, and they would be able to tell them what to do. The second one is, it would be how a servant greeted their master. All right, so if I was a servant and my master came in to the room or into the building or whatever, I would greet them by saying, good morning, my lord, or something of that nature. And so it was a way that servants greeted their masters. The third one is how Caesar was addressed. He was addressed with the title of Lord. And finally, it was the title given to the Messiah, the chosen one of God, the one who was going to rescue Israel, the Son of God. That was the title that was given to him. And so the one that we're going to, obviously, this would be very applicable to Jesus because we believe he is the Messiah, he is the Son of God. But the one that we're going to hang out with and wrestle with is, what does it look like to make Jesus Lord from the sense of giving him the power of deciding in our lives? What does it look like for us to do that on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis? What does it look like to live our lives in a way that shows Jesus is Lord? So I want to start this morning by wrestling with this. What does a life with Jesus as Lord look like? So there's a passage in Matthew 7 where Jesus actually helps us to understand that not everybody who just gives lip service to him being Lord actually gets to enter the kingdom of God. So let's see what it says here in Matthew 7, verse 21. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons and perform many miracles?' And I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" So it seems like there's a group of people who are claiming Jesus as Lord, verbally giving assent that Jesus is Lord,